Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Locked On Pistons, your daily Pistons podcast. I'm your host, Duncan Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at DuncanSmithNBA. The Pistons have been playing host the last couple days to draft picks and NBA free agents. Yesterday, they hosted Justin Jackson, and they also hosted Kentucky's Bam Adebayo. Those were both for workouts. And earlier today, the Pistons hosted a number of free agents in a mini-camp of sorts. We'll go down the list of names that they hosted, and then we'll focus on a couple of familiar names and faces. They hosted Pierre Jackson, Darius Morris, Cat Barber, Trey Freeman, who played for the Pistons Summer League team last year, Travis Trice, John Jenkins, Marcus Thornton, who was a part of the abortive trade for Donatas Motiejunas 2 seasons ago, Manny Harris, J.P. Tokoto, C.J. Williams, Marcus Simmons, Roscoe Allen, Ben Bentil, Jordan Morgan, Norvell Pell, Eric Moreland, and Henry Sims. Some of those names might be very familiar to you, especially if you're a fan of Michigan basketball or Michigan State basketball. We're going to talk really quick about three former Michigan players, former Spartan Travis Trice, and we're also going to talk a little bit about Pierre Jackson, who's been a personal favorite of mine for a long time. First off, we'll hit on Manny Harris. He went to high school at Redford High in Detroit. He won Mr. Basketball as a senior. He left Michigan with a year left of eligibility. He entered the draft and went undrafted in 2010. He has had multiple NBA stints over his seven-year pro career. He's played 93 games in two separate stints with the Cleveland Cavaliers, with the Lakers, and with the Dallas Mavericks. Last season, he was an NBA D-League All-Star with the Texas Legends. That's the Mavs affiliate. He averaged 25.9 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 3.9 assists. Darius Morris, he played 2 seasons at Michigan. He was selected 41st overall in the 2011 draft by the Lakers. He played 132 games over his four-year NBA career with the Lakers, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Clippers, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Brooklyn Nets. Last season, he played with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers of the NBA DL. That's the Rockets affiliate. Last season, he averaged 20 points, 6.4 assists, and 4.3 rebounds. Next up, we've got Jordan Morgan. He went to high school at the University of Detroit, Jesuit High School. He played 4 years at Michigan, and he was part of the Final Four team in 2013 with Trey Burke, Glenn Robinson III, Mitch McGarry, and others. He went undrafted in the 2014 NBA draft. He played with the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Summer League. He had a three-game stint in the NBA D League in 2016 with the Canton Charge, but he spent most of the last 4 years playing in Europe. Last season, he played in 11 games with GS Kaimas of the Greek Basketball League. Travis Trice from Michigan State had a four-year college career. He played only 24 minutes per game, but he did shoot 39.5% from three. And as we all know, the Pistons have an urgent need for shooting. He went undrafted in the 2015 draft. He's bounced around between the NBA D League and the Cairn Taipans of the Australian National Basketball League. He played for the Westchester Knicks of the NBA D League last year, playing 35 minutes per game. He averaged 21 points and 6.4 assists in 9 games. Now, we talked about the shooting. He hit 51.6% of his three-pointers last season. Travis Trice is an undersized point guard. He stands at 6'2", but that's some pretty excellent shooting. And excellent shooting is something the Pistons sorely lacked last season. The final name we'll touch on is Pierre Jackson. You may know him as a undersized point guard. He's 5'10", basically Isaiah Thomas-sized. Jackson had a two-year college career at Baylor where he averaged 16.7 points per game. He was the 42nd overall pick by the Sixers in a 2013 draft, but he never played in the NBA until signing two 10-day contracts last season with the Mavs. He managed to make his first career start on January 26th. He had 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists in just 13 minutes but he strained a hamstring and left the game in the first half. Life comes at you fast, and he was waived 2 days later and sent to the Mavs D-League affiliate, Texas Legends. Last season, he was a D-League All-Star. He averaged 22.5 points and 7.8 assists in 28 games. Speaking of the Pistons practice facility, the Pistons downtown practice facility has gotten its okay from the Detroit City Council. Yesterday, they approved in a 7-2 vote on a development agreement and a memorandum of understanding to go ahead and get started on the construction of the practice facility. The facility will be built in the New Center area of Detroit, and it's going to serve as the Pistons team headquarters, practice facility, and a sports medicine facility managed by the Henry Ford Health System. It's going to be called the Henry Ford Detroit Pistons Performance Center. Groundbreaking is set to happen this month, but an exact date has yet to be set. So keep your ears open for that, and you can read more about this story on the Detroit Free Press. Catrice Stratford and Vince Ellis combined forces to cover this comprehensively. So that's all we've got for today. Quick summary and recap of the happening in and around the Pistons practice facility and progress in downtown Detroit. The plan for tomorrow will be to hit up the Reddit mailbag, so make sure you go over there. Fire in your questions if you have anything you're wondering. And in our Thursday episode will be a Reddit mailbag. If you'd like to support the program, you can do so by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, whatever your podcast source of choice is. Subscribe and rate us. 5-star ratings are always appreciated. You can also support us by going to our sponsor, SeatGeek, and using the coupon code LOPISTONS to let them know that you came from us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow.